Mimeographs had gotten into the habit of leaving study hall to use the bathroom. What he actually did there, however, was Carmen to the ventilation system and peek into the girls' locker room while they showered after gym class. Now, Billy, he was 11 years old, so he fit rather easily into the air vent. One day, he got a little too turned on by what he saw in the locker room and pulled down his pants to jerk his peepee off. He was so excited he didn't even notice when he got out afterwards that he dragged himself to his own cum. When he climbed out of the air vent, his teacher, Miss Williams, was standing right there. When she saw his pants, it didn't take a genius to figure out what he had been doing. "Billy, I want to see you in my classroom after school, young man." So that afternoon, when his last class was over, Billy went down the hall, kind of afraid. He went into Miss Williams' office. "Come and lock the door," she said. "Sit down here, Billy. You and I need to have a little talk. Now, I want you to tell me exactly what you were doing in that vent." Come on, tell me, what were you doing in the vent? Were you looking at the girls, Billy?" Yes, ma'am," he said, "I am. Well, you see, my mommy said it was okay." "Your mom said it was okay?" And he says, "Well, I have a little sister, and, you know, she kind of excites me, and, well, I can't help myself." "Well, what exactly were you doing in there to get all that stuff all over your pants? Were you masturbating in there?" And Billy thought her voice kind of sounded funny. She didn't sound mad anymore, but he couldn't understand. Something wasn't right with her voice. And he replied, I guess I was. "What are you going to do to me?" he said. And he started crying. When she saw his tears, she went to him and put her arms around him, put her in her lap, and just cuddled him and started stroking his hair. "Billy, Billy, don't cry. I'm not going to hurt you. It's normal for a boy your age to be curious about girls and other things. Now tell me, did you like what you saw in the locker room?" And all Billy could do was nod, and, well, he kind of liked the way that she was holding him. His head was sort of rest up against her breast. And in that position, all he had to do was just turn his head a little bit, and he could have sucked on that nice, big, beautiful tip. He could feel her nipple just sticking out right against his cheek. It reminded him of his mommy at home and how his mommy used to breastfeed him. "Billy, I want you to do something for me," she said. "I need to know exactly what you were doing in there so I can figure out a suitable punishment for you." And Billy looked really scared. She said, "I want you to show me exactly what you were doing in the vent." And Billy's heart skipped a beat. "I don't want to," he said. "I mean it. I want you to show me right now what you were doing in the vent." And he's like, "Well, do you want me to take out my cock and stroke it? I want you to call it a pee-pee. Okay, Billy, call it a pee-pee. You want me to take out my pee-pee and stroke it? Well, if that's what you did in the vent," she said, "then yes, I want you to do it." So Billy unzipped his pants and pulled them down to his knees, along with his underpants, and he was just about to get started when she said, "Take them right off, Billy, and come sit up here on my desk." So Billy came up and sat on the teacher's desk. "Now, you have another little problem you want to tell me about, don't you, Billy?" And Billy just looked at her and didn't say anything. "Well, come on. You have a little broader problem too, don't you, Billy?" Billy's cheeks went beet red in the face. And the teacher looked at him and said, "It's okay, Billy. It's okay. You don't have to be shy. You can tell me anything. Did you know that, you know, the girl next to you, her name is Susie, right? Yeah, did you know she wears a diaper?" Billy just looked at me. He just looked and said, "She wears a diaper? But she's not a baby." "Well, Billy, you don't have to be a baby to wear a diaper. Well, you know, just sometimes, you know, bigger boys, they have accidents when they sleep, and some boys, they just, you know, they can't help themselves, and they have accidents, and well, their mommy sticks them in diapers. And so here, I want to introduce you to something, Billy. And reach into the desk and pull out the drawer. And inside the drawer, Billy can see there's about, 15, 16 diapers on there. Pink ones and blue ones. And he even sees a nice stack of cloth diapers in there with some big diaper pants. And teacher reaches in and picks out another cloth diaper and puts them on the desk and then grabs two diaper pants and says, okay, I want you to lie on your back, Billy. And Billy's, I don't want to wear diapers. Well, Billy, you've had an accident. And, well, look at your parents. You can't go home to your mom like that now, can you? What would your mommy say? Well, here, I'll just don't hurt a bit. Just try this on. Let's just see what this feels like. Lie on your back. So Billy lies down on the desk. And he's a little nervous. Well, this isn't going to hurt a bit, Billy. Now, what I do before we put the diaper on, we get a little bit of baby powder, and we sprinkle this on, so this keeps you from sweating and getting any little rash. And let's see, that's going to still got some cum stuck to your little pee-pee here. Oh, you love when I touch your pee-pee, don't you? Oh, most babies do. Get a little bit of a little red lemon baby wipe. And just wipe the lemon baby wipe right over your little pee-pee. Just like that. That's it, girl. Oh, you have a nice little smile. I love when you smile like that. I guess your mommy doesn't see this to you, does she? Does your mommy change you? Does your mommy, you know, love you like I do? No, she doesn't, does she? Well, see, this is the kind of love that you really need. You need someone to take care of you. You know, change your diaper. And make sure that you don't have any accidents in your pants no more. This is going to solve all your problems, Billy. Yes. Yes, it's going to. Billy has a big smile on his face. And he realizes that he loves teacher. And the teacher cares for him. And she realizes, you know, this is something that he needs. And she decides he likes the feeling of the hands on his pee-pee and the smell of the baby powder. Now he can feel his legs being lifted up over his head. And he feels the soft cloth diaper just slide under his bum. And then slid right between his legs. It's like all of a sudden just being wrapped up in a cloth. So soft, but being hugged. And he can feel the thickness between his legs. And he's getting his pee-pee quite excited. I see somebody is getting excited, she says to Billy. Now, Billy, take your hand out from under your diaper. I didn't say you could touch your pee-pee now, did I? Billy shakes his head. No, teacher, you didn't. But teacher, my pee-pee's hard. Is the diaper exciting you, Billy? Yes, the diaper's exciting me, he says. Well, it's the way the cloth diaper just rubs up against your pee-pee, isn't it? Well, let's see. We'll just get you fixed up here. Let me put the diaper pins on. And then I have to set you up in some diaper pants. Diaper pants, he says. Yeah, the plastic pants. So you don't, when you pee yourself, it doesn't leak all over your pants when you go home to your mommy. And Billy just nods his head and he says that teacher knows best. And just let's teacher put the diaper pins on. And then if he feels it nice and tight across his tummy. Now, how's that feel, Billy? Here, let's stand you up. There we go. Well, that looks really good on you. How does that feel? And Billy has a smile on his face, and teacher sees his cheeks go beet red. Oh, don't be embarrassed. You look very cute in them. Here, there's a mirror behind you. I want you to turn around, Billy. Look at yourself in the mirror. Now, don't you look adorable? Yes, you look very adorable. And you know what? The best part is, there's no more accidents. No more accidents, that's right. Now, Billy, the one plus to wearing diapers at school is this. I make a promise to all my students is when you have an accident, I change you. You get to come into this office 4 times a day when you are at school. And Billy looks at the teacher every day. Every day you're at school, Billy. You'll change me every day? Just like this? Just like this, Billy, every day. Every day you can come into this office 4 times and I will keep a stack of diapers here just for you and for Susie and for all my other students that need changing. Can you come in here 4 times a day? You'll get up on my desk just like we did and I'll change you. Does that make you happy, Billy? And Billy has a big smile on his face. And I take that as a yes, he says. Keep wearing diapers isn't so bad after all. Now come, come, Billy. We need to get you home so your mom doesn't worry about you. Let's get these diaper pants on you. Give me your one foot. There we go. And the other foot. There. Let's do it. Slide up your legs. I have elastic. Stretch right over your cloth diaper. There we go. Now you're all set to go home. Now you remember. Changing 4 times a day. That's right. Now you're going to go home to your mommy now. And I will see you tomorrow, Billy. Yes, teacher, Billy says. And he puts on his pants. And a big smile on his face, leading by the teacher, and closes the door, and heads on home to his mommy.